Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, may I have your attention, please? Step right up and join us inside for a spectacle of legendary magnitude. Tonight, we have for your listening pleasure two of RAWF's living legends who will put on a show like you have never heard before. If I may draw your attention right now to the center ring, we have Lord Amadeus and the master of the Midnight Hobo himself, Shifty the Drunken Clown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Almost as bad as I did when you were still here.
Just go to another commercial.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Good evening, everyone. I am Lord Amadeus, President and CEO of RAWF. This is the longest-running radio show in all of Wrestler Unstoppable. It is RAWF Happy Hours. With me, as always...
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the longest-running radio show in all of Unstoppable on Blog Talk Radio, RAWF Happy Hours.
Yeah, guys will have to forgive me tonight. Got a bit of a headache, so it's been a long week.
So how are you, Amadeus, besides the headache?
Well, because of that headache, I wasn't able to get the rankings done, so I apologize. There will be no rankings tonight. I promise they will be there next week. I'll get working on them here or there tomorrow.
Here, there, everywhere?
Something like that.
Okay.
But, and plus, I'm getting some interference on my end. I don't know.
I'm not getting any interference.
I don't know what the hell it is. Well, just hold on a second.
I guess I'm told I've been echoing something.
I need to go check the reverbs in the technical room. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So, since we're waiting for Amadeus to come back here, we'll see maybe if we need to adjust some sounds here for fixing the echo that we're hearing now that I'm hearing it as well. Why don't we just bring on Tank Girl to start our program here?
Hey, boss.
Hey, Tanky.
How's it going with Shaken?
I'm doing great. I'm having a good week. I don't know. I beat some loser named Toby Harris earlier this week by count out. Oh, damn. That guy, he actually tried to rip off Judge's Misfit icon status, and I had to try and give him a beatdown.
Well, you know. This was a hell of a week.
Yes, it certainly was. I mean, NFL football season is here, too.
What the? Hold on a second. Who invited Darth Vader to this show?
I have no idea.
Well, sounds like somebody's on a respirator.
Possibly. I'm not sure.
Oh. Show the sort of self show. Okay. Before they start talking about football. All right, it's all quiet. This is not the Tanky Show.
I know it's not the Tanky Show, but we need to fix the echo.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's just a little bit of an echo. It's not that annoying. It is noticeable, but it's not that annoying.
Well, I hope that's all it is.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just a little bit.
Yeah, because I might have to adjust a few things here. I did get a new microphone and headset sort of thing, so maybe I have to fix it.
Could be, boss. Could be. I had to.
I didn't have this problem last week, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good.
We'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah.
Is that any better?
I don't know what's going on here. Hold on.
Me neither.
What are you doing, Amadeus? I can hear you just fine.
Okay, everybody.
Time. When I got home, it was 6 a.m. The door fucking car and crashed that piece of shit and then stepped away.
Oh, shit, man. What, y'all thought this was happy hours? Fuck that. This is the vicious motherfucking truth taking over happy hours. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Terrell, the motherfucking Truth Johnson, doing the damn thing all day long, a.k.a. Mr. Unfuckwittable, a.k.a. your favorite DJ wouldn't have shit to say unless I said it first. So fuck happy hours tonight. We're doing this vicious truth style. Y'all with me? Fuck you if you're not. I got a few things I wanted to say real quick, so I'm going to say them. So listen up, listen close. I know I got a match coming up with my man, Shifty Drunk Clown. I know we get wired from time to time. You know, I feel pity on him since he flunked out of mind school. So I decided to stop by tonight and let him know, and all of you Happy Hours fans out there know, that I'm about to take over RAWS. I'm tired of being nice. I'm tired of sitting back in the back and watching you no-talent motherfuckers getting trash talk matches and not say shit. I'm tired of y'all dissing Marcus Marshall, the greatest entertainer ever. I think it's about time that one of us, somebody, grew some balls and actually said the shit. So that's what I had to say. I'm tired of all the bullshit, and I'm about to get busy. Terrell, the motherfucking Truth Johnson. This is motherfucking Truth. Happy Hour style. Fuck me if you don't like it. And if you really have a problem with it, you know, we'll say it nicely. On your way out the door, grab a slice of fuck you and a tall glass of it. Kill yourself. All right. Fuck off, fuck it. I'm done. You can have your show back.
Great. Hello?
Okay,
hello?
Who let the Soul Train Reject take over the show? Seriously?
What? How the hell did he do that?
I have no idea, but I swear if his cornrows get any tighter, he's gonna hurt himself.
Wow.
Yeah, Truth wants to take over Happy Hours and say that he's done fucking around with everybody and being nice. I guess. So congratulations, Truth. You put one over on us. Doesn't happen very often, but you know, hey, what can we say? I think it was good. It was good. You know, he did a good job with that. Yeah, good job. But yeah, we do have a lot of fun in our, and I think we're gonna have a lot of fun in our match. And I do have to agree with him on a few things though, that Truth had to say. Trash talk matches where nobody talks, those are boring as hell. Speak up, people. Seriously.
Okay, I think I got control of everything back. I don't know what the hell he did, and I don't want to know. Okay, there we go.
Yep.
All right, fine. Let's bring Tank.
We had Tank Girl on for a minute there, but before everything went to
Little Loopy,
to all vicious, went all vicious Truth on us.
I liked it. I don't know about y'all. I liked it.
Of course you'd like it. Of course you'd like it.
Of course you'd like it. Yeah. I get that, you know.
I'm a truth fan.
You're a Truth fan, so you have no taste. I understand. No problem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
tomorrow
night
after our match, so.
Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, here on the Back to Basics Radio Network, it will be Radical Sacrifices live on pay-per-view from St. Louis, the dual company pay-per-view with Sacrifice Championship Wrestling and, of course, RAWF. And with that being said,
Time to bring him on as soon as I find the damn soundbite.
I've got the soundbite. Don't you worry about it. Just bring him on.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, your RAWF World Heavyweight Champion, your friend and mine, Marjorie Motherfucking Nightmare Walker.
What the fuck's up, everybody?
How you doing
How
tonight, Morgan?
How the hell are you this year?
We got a big day ahead of us tomorrow.
Oh, yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Not only we got to put our ownership caps on, we got to put our wrestler caps on, and we both got big matches tomorrow. Mine, of course, for the International Champion in Sacrifice.
That is correct.
Am I facing King Outlaw or am I facing?
Yes,
Brutal?
You are. He did retain.
All right, so I will be taking on King Outlaw for the International Championship in Sacrifice, but you will be defending the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship against the one and only. He's changed his damn name again. Is it Drifty McHalfpint or something like that?
Just call him Victim. It makes it easier.
All right. Well, at anywho, he is the number one contender. He gets the shot at your heavyweight title tomorrow at Radical Sacrifices. Also, on tomorrow's Radical Sacrifices, at least on the RAWF side, for the Platinum Dragon Championship, as mentioned earlier, Shifty, the Drunken Dragon Clown, will be defending against Terrell, the Motherfucking Truth. I now take over shows at the drop of a hat. Johnson. You weren't here last week for me to congratulate you on your Bitch of the Month tournament win. I updated the page today. You are now officially on the main page as the Bitch of the Month.
Yeah.
Any promo pick? And you will be getting a chance. You will be getting a shot at the Estrogen Championship tomorrow against the Cougar Mrs. Haynes due to that victory.
That's excellent.
Also, for the Men's Championship, Toby Harris, fuckface icon, formerly known as Judgment, will take on King Outlaw.
That's not Judgment. That Toby Harris guy's a little bastard, stealing Judgment's Misfit Icon title. On his name. I had to beat his ass this past week
it's Shifty. Don't you remember last week Judgment had to change his name to Toby Harris?
No, I didn't remember that because I'm drunk.
Well, I am reminding you.
So you're saying
right
that
now.
You're saying that when I beat up Toby Harris, I was actually beating up Judge?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, pretty much.
Ah, snapple cake.
There's no pretty much about it. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why has Kelly got a magnet?
Oh, well, last weekend, didn't you fuck up Hummer? Her perfect, beautiful purple Hummer.
Yeah, you did. You kind of messed up her car.
But I bought her a new one.
She felt about that Hummer the same way I feel about my tank. Boss, what are you going to do? Irreplaceable.
What is she doing? What is the hell is she doing?
I don't know, but she's motioning out there.
Oh, jeez. She's got one of those big, giant magnets. You see it, you know, like a junk.
Yeah, I see that. That doesn't look good at all.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what's she going to do with that?
She didn't tell me anything. I asked her what she wanted it for.
Is she actually trying to attract a man with it or something? I don't know.
But she doesn't need to do
that.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
She bought something bigger than a Hummer?
Yeah.
Why don't I like the sound of this?
It's bigger than a Hummer, besides, like, you know, your tank, Tanky.
I don't know, man. She said it was Silas. She wouldn't tell me. I tried.
What? You tried to do what?
I tried to get it out of her.
Why is there a
I think your helicopter's in danger. Oh, wow.
That's my helicopter.
Yeah, your baby.
What's she doing? No. I'll be right back. No.
Oh, shit.
I got to was it my money?
I would like to say that things... Uh-oh.
Well then, while he is going to rescue his helicopter, as he was talking about Radical Sacrifices coming up, he did mention some of the matches coming up on the RAWF side, and side, as he mentioned, he will be getting his shot at the International Championship against King Outlaw. Also, Tommy Lightning will be defending the Men's Championship against Chris Cage. Cassie Jo will be defending her Women's Championship. Yes, I'm probably going to butcher this name. Chloe. No, I did get it right. Chloe Neal. Oh, shit.
Holy shit. Oh, what's that?
That didn't sound good.
No, it didn't.
Not a slit.
I'm going to run these last two real quick before he comes begging, because he's going to be really pissed, I think.
Oh, he's going to be pissed.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mad Cow defends her hardcore title against Bobo from Legacy. Realm will be
Kelly, now you're done. Girl, you on your phone.
The sky just got really dark over headquarters.
I told you, whatever you do, it's on you, man. I'm not cleaning up.
Realm will be defending the Speed Demon Championship against the tiebreaker winner. Had four people finish with 10 maneuvers in the Speed Demon division. So we did a sprint tournament. Viper King won that, so he will be challenging Realm. Of course, as I've been talking about, the big tag team battle royal, every tag team member will be in the event. Winner take all.
Interesting.
Now, the other match I did have to add is, you know, some people were crying about what I did to Realm.
Not really.
I heard a couple people complain that it wasn't fair that I kind of sucker shot at him with a tire iron in between the eyes.
Oops.
Even though I told him he was going to bleed.
Should have been paying attention.
I told him he was going to bleed. I never said I was going to win.
Oh, no.
I said I was going to hurt him and that he was going to bleed. He won the match. I told him what was coming. But apparently some people said that was cheap of me. So I'm going to give him another chance.
What kind of another chance?
We're going to do this again. I'm going to take on Realm in a no disqualification match.
A no disqualification match. I like that idea.
So now they can't complain that I sucker punched him in the face with a tire iron, because now it'll be legal.
All I had to say is that just give him a good shot across the chops for me there, Mordred. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, I told everybody for weeks this was going to happen. Oh.
Thunderbolt. Hurt me, Thunder, because you're just got far. I have a quote from Crusher Kelly in the chat.
I see that.
Start with me, you sick male version of Sybil. It's never in your best interest. So, you know, it seems like it may be getting a little bit hot and heavy between there, Crusher Kelly and our good friend L.A. here, so not exactly certain what's going to happen now.
This is going to be interesting.
To mention all the people outside of our studio running around with their head cut off.
You'll be screwed. I've done it.
So now where were we?
Bitch! Are you done? Seriously, are you done? I mean, God, you gotta use all those special effects for just one show.
And anywho, folks, we're going to talk about radical sacrifice this some more here in a little bit. We got two big people here on tonight. We have a big announcement from the one and only Sean Hubbard. We'll bring him on right now. Sean.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you here,
Sean? I heard your announcement last night on B2B, but please say it again because it is a big one.
Well, let me crank something up here real quick. That is right. October 1st, on a very special anniversary edition of PWR Slam, we will be joined by Sky, Road Warrior, Animal, and we have got it. It's going to be approved by Animal, and we are going to get as many people that knew this man that we can, but we are going to be paying tribute to Road Warrior Hawk, who died in the month of October.
Wow.
So that will be our one-year anniversary edition. It'll be 3 hours live with a one-hour after party. You must be called in for that after party. If you're not, you will not be able to hear it until it goes archived.
I am very excited for this show.
I can't wait.
A huge Road Warrior Legion of Doom fan back in the day. Loved Hawk to death. Thought he was one of the best. He had some of the funniest and awesome promos ever. And it was a sad day when he passed. And I look forward to hear it, because I didn't get to hear the first time you guys interviewed Animal. So I'm glad he's coming back for a second go around.
That wasn't our show.
Icons.
That was not our show.
Yeah, Icon had Animal and Beefcake.
Hawk means a lot to me, and I'll be talking more about it that night. But he gave me tickets to a promotion that I got my start with, doing Setup and Teardown. And if it wouldn't have been for me, for him giving me free tickets, I wouldn't have been able to ever see this company and then want to get involved with them, not even 3 months later. And then 1 year later, they brought Animal back, and they had him tag team, and it was just surreal. And Hawk remembered me, and he was like, good to see that they're letting you do setup, kid. Don't give up. You got something. And, you know, they were just very – it's going to be a surreal moment for me, because I always was a big fan of them. I was born in 90, so I didn't get to see everything of them, but I have watched all the older footage. And, you know, you talk about that old Night of the Skywalkers with them in the Midnight Express, where they threw Jim Cornette, he broke his leg. So, I mean, they're definitely one of the greatest tag teams that has ever graced the earth, and there's not many that have come close to topping them, if they have topped them at all. So,
okay,
no,
Sean,
I don't think
Sean,
that.
I have a question.
Yes.
Who is rumored to possibly call in for this tribute show? Do you have any idea who might be calling in part of the tribute?
Well, we are going to try to make contact with Paul Elring.
Wow.
Oh, awesome. That'd be awesome to have Precious Paul and Animal on
there
together.
That'd be sick.
That would be incredible.
What about,
I was just curious if anybody else was thinking about it.
Sean, what about Rocco? Have you been in contact with Rocco?
Who's Rocco?
Don't you remember the ventriloquist dummy they toted around there in WWE for a while? They named him Rocco.
Oh, that's right.
All right, so
I
that went right
all
over
about
everyone.
That damn
if
thing.
You could get Rocco, that would be incredible.
That'd be interesting. That'd be fucked up. That'd be like getting bubbles from the Split Park Boys and Conky, you know?
That was the one. Yeah, that was one of the few things I really hated about. Other than that, you know, that they had a great run in WWE, and of course AWA, NWA, and WCW. So
yes. Well, and they even one of the Road Warriors did a little bit of time in ECW. I think it was Hawk. I don't think it was Animal. I believe it was Hawk. And you know, they've been everywhere, and there's just not a lot of tag teams that can duplicate what they were able to do. They were dominant, and it's going to be a privilege to be able to talk to Animal and pay tribute to Hawk. And I'm also working on trying to get the former NWA World Women's Champion on, and Shimmer Women's Champion on, excuse me, Mischief. I'm waiting to see if she's seen my message and gets back to me. Would love to have her on. She worked for me, so I'm hoping we can make contact there. and bring her on as well, because we would like to have a female on for the one-year anniversary as well, because it all started with a female. It started with Goldilocks, October 1st, 1 year ago.
And then plus the stuff that LOD did over in Japan.
So that will be October 1st, ladies and gentlemen. 3 hours, you will get to hear Road Warrior Animal. It is the one-year anniversary of PWR Slam. So congratulations, Sean. You made it a year with PWR Slam.
I don't know how we did it, but we did, and it feels good. It really does. So we're going to keep this thing going. We're not giving up, and it's going to be great. And with that,
and of course, you can only hear that show.
Happy Hours with Lord Amadeus and Shifty the Drunken Dragon Clown.
All right. And of course, you can only hear that one-year anniversary show here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. Okay. So, Tanky, yes, folks, there will not be a five-minute tournament tonight. We got a lot of things to cover tonight. You know, occasionally I just like to skip it. And plus, my browser's really slow right now. I don't know why, so screw it. We ain't going to do it.
At the beginning of the second hour, we're going to be going into our first week of NFL picks.
And also, I do believe, and he said he messaged me earlier, said he's going to call in. The president of Sports Unstoppable, Kevin Lucido, will be on later to possibly answer some questions and give us a status update on Wrestler Unstoppable. So, that being said, we will talk some more about Radical Sacrifices. Also, folks, sometime this week, I'm not sure when, I can't remember exactly, but the first show, Angels of Pain, hosted by the wonderful and lovely Shelmy Breaker and Psycho Girl, two wonderful GMs, will be entertaining you sometime this week. I haven't got it. They haven't nailed down a day and time just yet, I don't think. If they have, they haven't told me, or if they have told me, I've forgotten. That's quite possible, because it has been a heck of a week. All right.
Well, that and all the hair gel you use.
Shell saying it will be on Monday.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Shell. I didn't even realize. Hi, sweetie. I didn't see you come in. I apologize. It will be on Monday, apparently. Monday.
After
Monday.
Raw.
So good. After Raw. No, it ain't going to be after Raw.
That's what Anarchist said.
What is he? He doesn't know. He's not one of the GMs running the damn show. He says he's hoping. That's what he hopes for. Thank
okay,
you.
Sean,
not after Raw.
Not after Raw.
Thank you, Sean. I can read the chat. Your segment's over.
Oh, no. Little confusion here, guys. He's talking about originally Sports Unstoppable made an announcement on their page that they were going to have a big news thing after Raw on Monday.
Ah.
That's what he's referring to.
Okay. Gotcha. I gotcha. All right, so with that being said, Tanky, it is time for you to do your job. Now that everybody's filed in, go for it. Do your thing. Tanky?
She's probably got herself muted again.
Muted myself again. I'm telling you, I'm going to clear that mute button. Jesus. I am totally going to... I'm going to glue the... so it doesn't mute, I swear. But, anyways, welcome to Happy Hour, everyone. And on air with us tonight, we have Lord Amadeus and Shifty the Dragon Clown. We also have Uncle Marty and Sean. But... in the chat, we have Addiction. Well, the fucking Truth Johnson, just because, well, it says CSWF. Yeah, we know who it is. Anyways, we also have Drifty the Drunken Clown. Guest number one, guest number two. He's for you, Hothead Red. My awesome son, Jonathan the Grappler Taylor. Hey, Judgy, what's up? King Outlaw. Naughty, King Outlaw. My daughter, Crushing Kelly, and soon-to-be daughter-in-law, Leia Dreamwolf. Living Dead Girl, Queen Steffer, someone top up, Slushy, please. We got Candy in there as well, Shelly Kins, and the Psychotic Act. I'm not reading all your stupid letters. We also have, who I like to call, Hiss, Icon,
August. And War Dog, how you doing, War Dog? What's up, sweetheart? There we go.
All right. Thank you, Tanky. Very much appreciated, as always. Oh, so, hold on a second. Shifty, check your messages.
Check
what,
your private, Shifty.
I'm sorry, what?
Check your private, Shifty.
No, your private messages. That's what we call it. Check your private.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I just, you know, I don't usually look at my messages there, I suppose, but what's going on?
Apparently, Swamp Dog is returning
Candy,
to radio.
Candy, not right now. I'm in the middle of something.
Sing it!
Well, Candy seems to want to look at my privates. I had to look at my private messages. Oh, hi. How are you?
What the hell? Is that my soundbite? Is that my soundbite?
Yeah, I would say that is your soundbite there.
Come on now. Really?
Truth, what the fuck's up, brother?
What the fuck's up, Morty? You know you got a company called Sacrifice you should be running, right?
I know we just had a very successful pay-per-view. Your partner may not remember it too well, but we was a good pay-per-view.
I'm just saying, you spending so much time over here at RAWF, you know, me and Realm are just going to go ahead and run Sacrifice for you. So you stay over here, and we'll take care of that for you. Don't even worry about it. We got
you. You might want to be sure his head's stitched up first from that tire iron shot he took.
He's a little tougher than you think. We'll be just fine. You know, this ain't the first time he'd been hit upside the head with a tire iron or something like that.
Oh, I know it's not.
I know he's sorry.
He doesn't like to have it mentioned that he's been hit upside the head with dildos at the
not to cut anybody off, but I was calling in to talk to Shifty, the failed mind. What's up, Shifty? How you doing?
Hey, Truth, how is ya?
I kind of caught the Soul Chain reject. That's okay. That was funny.
Well, you know I try, you know.
I know that title that we are striving for means something to you, and I promise as soon as I whip your ass and take it, I'll get it right back, okay?
Yeah. You keep thinking like that there, my good friend. I tell you, because, you know, it's good to have goals. It's good to have dreams to reach for them. You know, reach for the stars, Truth. Reach for the stars. And, you know, because if you shoot for the moon, at least you land in the stars when you miss. And I kick your ass at Radical Sacrifices tomorrow.
Oh, damn. This is bringing the 80s back. All right, cool. All right, I'm just saying, you know, somebody around this bitch needs to go ahead and talk some shit and get it going besides Morgan. You know, getting tired of hearing Morgan, you know, talk about doing what he's doing. I can't believe y'all keep letting whip everybody's ass. That's ridiculous. So I decided to go ahead and get my shit together and come out and start whipping some ass myself. I've been taking a little hiatus, so after I whoop Shifty's ass,
hey,
Morgan,
hey,
I'm going to have to
you.
I know what well, the last time, Morgan.
You
can't
handle the truth. Isn't your name on that list twice?
My name is on that list twice. You fuck around and caught me while we're doing USL. That's okay, though. This time, when I get a match with you after I whoop Shifty's ass, when I get a match with you, I will take a week off USL and devote all my bag of tricks to whooping your ass. I got much respect for you, but this ass whooping I'm about to lay on your ass is going to dig me deep. You know what I'm saying?
Now, true.
I'm about to draw and corn your ass the way nothing left but the motherfucking wig. I'm just saying.
No, I have a response for you, but I'm actually tired of you saying the same thing over and over again. I'll just let this be my response.
Bullshit, unless you're passing a bowling ball, I don't think so. No. No, baby. Unless you're circumcising yourself with a chainsaw, I don't think so.
unless you're opening an umbrella up your ass. I don't think so. You're not Finley, what?
That's right.
My man went to the sound right on me. That's okay.
Okay.
You know what? I got some Andrew Dice Clay for you. I'm gonna load it up in a minute.
Oh,
now
Andrew Dice Clay.
Give a crap if you covered yourself in peanut butter and had a 15 hooker gangbang.
I'd care.
That's
I
okay. No. You know what? Shifty, you know, somebody has to bring a fight in the back to this bitch. You know, I'm dead, can't do it all by himself, and Shell can't afford no more hair products. So you know, we got to spice it up just a little bit.
Well, you know, we got to do something to get things going on here. And if that means that I have to lip slap you like a $2 hoe, that's what I'm going to do.
I'm just saying, if you dream, you bitch slap me like a $2 hoe, when you wake up, call me and apologize, okay?
After I apologize, I'll bitch slap you like a $2 hoe again. Thank you.
You know what? I really do like you, and I'm fond of candy. I am sorry that I'm about to make her a widow. Because, you know, the shifty clown, drug clown, as you know it, will never be the same after the ass whooping I put on it.
Oh, yeah, I know, because I'm going to be even better.
You know what? You might be better after a good ass whooping. You're right. A good ass whooping can change your life. You're right. You might be better.
Now,
yeah,
hey, truth.
Know, that's why I'm going to change your life like you've seen God himself in front of you. I'm going to slap you so hard you're going to say, I believe in Shifty the Drunken Dragon Clown. I believe he can whip my ass. I believe he's Platinum Dragon Champion.
I don't know about
that.
We'll see. You know, if that's the case, I might officially become an atheist then. Just saying.
Well, if the soundbite fits.
If the soundbite fits. All right, we're going to see. You're going to see when I get in. When is this fight? Is it tonight? It's tonight, right?
Tomorrow night.
Why don't we do it tomorrow night? Why don't we just do it tonight?
Well, you'd rather do it tonight? As much as I'd love to give my fans all around the world a good match tonight, you know, we've got a lot of things to do on the radio show. We actually work for a living, so thank you very much, Gertrude.
If this is work for you guys, oh, my goodness. Y'all need to come over to my show.
Y'all need to come over to my show
where we have fun.
Well, we have fun too. And when you get to have the longest radio show in all of Unstoppable, come talk.
You're right. I don't have the longest running radio show in all of Unstoppable. I just have the best radio show in all of Unstoppable.
Let me see here. Right. I think we just have to check our numbers on that, you know?
Oh, no, not the numbers. Really?
Now,
didn't
truth,
we already
that's
say,
it's the numbers. Something we already said
very, very, very many times. And y'all know I'm full of shit because I try to steal y'all callers anyway, but I'm going to keep going. Didn't we already say so many times that it's not about the numbers. It's about the content. Are people going to be talking about what you said on your radio show, you know, for weeks to come?
Oh, I think they will be. Tank can tell you that. Tank can tell you. They'll be talking about what I did to the yarders that were on for weeks.
I'm sorry, Shifty, what happened? You sound different.
I don't know. I mean, my voice changed all of a sudden. People talking all of a sudden, and my voice is changing. Gosh, I guess it's because I saw this picture of you holding a title, and it was so rare that I actually spoke to my hobo.
It happens.
Now,
no, I did that. Go ahead, Morgan.
I was
going to
tell you
all night long.
So, you know, I like your truth. You're someone I consider a friend, so I'm going to give you a little bit of free advice. Don't invest everything into beating me, because when you fail, I don't want you to be bankrupt.
But the thing is this.
Because you
even
will
if I
fail.
Lose, even if I were to lose, I lose in style, so no one remembers it.
So you're going to be a memorable broke.
No, I have that much swag that even when I lose in style. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. He does lose in style. He loses in the style of being pinned 1, 2, 3, tapping out, and all the other types of ways that you can
do it. No.
You lose in style, truth, and I will win as the world champion like I do every week.
You know what? Eventually, Morty, somebody's going to have to put you in your place. And I would love to do it. I will get in line to do it. Since everybody else is fucking up, I will get in line to do it. And this time, I will not waste all my shit in USF. I promise you.
They've all been trying.
Or we can set up a non-title matchup between me and you. No bag of tricks, no defense, and just go at it.
I'm always game to whoop someone's ass.
I'm just saying. All you got to do is that.
I have a better idea. If Unstoppable,
what you got?
If Unstoppable will let me do this, if Unstoppable will load, I might actually be able to get my idea through. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will have a live match on this show after all.
Waiting for Unstoppable. True.
Really? And who's this live match going to be between?
I will tell you in just a moment, once I get it set up. Just keep bickering amongst yourselves for a second.
He said bickering. Was this the Real Husbands of WU? What the fuck?
I don't know where the bickering was. I mean, it's bad to say that in, you know, almost 3 months, one person has been able to beat me on either any one of the rankings events, and that was my wife. Everyone else has got dropped.
Well, you know, we didn't want to do nothing to you like that because, you know, since she beat you, like, so bad, we decided to let you have a break, you know. And once you know what, she goes to sleep at around 9:30 every night. You can sneak into her purse and grab your balls back. I promise it'll be okay.
Hell, that was in the third month. Oh, I heard what you said, but I'm just replying to the relevance parts.
That's okay. It's okay. I understand, sir. I understand. Hold on. Let me get Toby Harris real quick. Or let me get Rowdy real quick. Somebody that you can
please get him.
Somebody you can scare the shit out of.
Speaking of Rowdy, I want to discuss that with you too as well, Mordrin. I have an interesting question for you about that, but we'll get to that in just a minute. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
our featured match for tonight's RAW Happy Hours will be a tag team match. Shifty the Drunken Dragon Clown, teaming with Mordrin Nightwalker, to take on Terrell the Truth Johnson, Drifty McHalfpint.
Okay. Keep going.
And... well, let's throw someone else in there for the mix.
Is Morgan's wife out there?
Well, then you guys might have a chance at winning.
2-on-2. Terrell the Truth Johnson and Drifty McHalfpint taking on Shifty the Drunken Clown and Morgan Nightwalker. Here's the link, folks. Get to it. I want to see some action.
See what happens when I come on the show. We get shit popping. That's what happens.
Time to go to work.
Let's do it, Morty.
All right. Call in, because we got to go to the ring.
Well, let's see. Let me unmute. No, Tanky. I'll unmute Tanky. Here we go.
Hey. Skype was being
bad. Hey.
Oh, it's out of my head. I almost had to restart my computer. Fuck. Anyways, never mind.
All right, and it looks like Terrell is going to start the match off. Shifty in the ring. Shifty will start off for the champs, the Platinum Dragon Champion, teaming with the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. And, of course, the two challengers tomorrow at Radical Sacrifices, Terrell and Drifty, going to try to prove a point to the champs tonight. And Terrell comes firing off with a double axe handle, armbar, body slam, clothesline, being meticulous, and then a nice pile driver that just flattens Shifty's afro. He tags in Drifty, and here comes the Pug Bull himself. The Pug Bull. It's got a kind of a ring to it, kind of like, you know, Red, the little engine that could, or the Red Bull, or, yeah. Drifty with a, oh boy! You know, when you see a midget spear Shifty, it's almost like he takes a bullet
But oh, he bounces off. He got him with the bulldog, but he missed the elbow drop. Elbow drop. So now Shifty, but Shifty took some damage there. He's got to get back. He's got to help get his team back in this. See, he gets a European uppercut, backhand chop. He's trying to work it in slow. Oh, he's taking a swig of Midnight Hobo. Morgan slamming on the turnbuckle, trying to desperately reach for the tag. Clothesline by Shifty. He's trying to get back into this. Drifty trying to grab his ankle. Didn't quite get it. Did it. Double axe handle. Shifty really good with them double axe handles. Oh, drop kick. Wow. I like to, when Shifty does a drop kick, I like to call it the Hindenburg, because that's usually what it looks like.
All the humanity.
But, all the humanity, exactly. The rainbow. But Shifty with that drop kick now. He tags, yeah, and he tags in the World Heavyweight Champion, so now, and Morgan just goes in there to tear up his number one contender, who took quite a beating from Shifty there. And, wait a minute, Drifty's running. Wait a minute, what the? Well, it doesn't matter, Morgan grabs him, gets him, hip tosses the little pucker. Pucker? Did I just say pucker?
Fuck.
Never mind.
Yes, you did, boss.
Oh, and just plants him with a pile driver. And as if he wasn't short enough, that probably took 2 more inches off him. And then a drop kick. Drop kick, and oh, that hurt Drifty bad. He might have torn some ligaments after that move. Yes, I read that verbatim. Oh, and Morgan into defense now. Morgan standing back. Drifty is in trouble. My Scottish icon cheering on Drifty. Will it be enough? We shall see. And the champion standing tall right now, but he gets caught in a side headlock and a chin lock, which really means he's doubled over because, well, when Drifty puts him on, you have to bend over to be put in one of them. Oh, nice pile driver. It was almost like Drifty grabbing a pole. And he tags in Truth. Here we go. Truth versus the champ. Those two were talking their talk earlier, but oh, didn't quite.
Legacy
no.
up?
No. Legacy up, but legacy down.
Mm-hmm.
Could not get that hip toss off. So now the champ back on the offense, and boy, he just lays into Truth with a hip toss, a pile driver, a backbreaker, goes into, and then he stands ready at the defense. Oh, and there's... Truth staggered, could not quite get the armbar on the champ, so here we go. Brainbuster on the Truth. Then a spear doubles him over. Almost took that gold chain right off his head with that. Morgan rolls through the spear and tags in Shifty. Drifty yelling that they're pulling Truth's hair. It's kind of hard to pull cornrows. Just saying. Double axe handle, clothesline, spear. It's not looking good for the challengers here because now Shifty's in the zone. Oh, and there's a brainbuster, the patent brainbuster by Shifty. This could be the beginning of the end, ladies and gentlemen. Not good, not good at all. Oh, yes, it's Truth weakly tried a foot stomp, and it did not happen. So this could be over. Backhand chop, side headlock, Shifty trying to finish him off, armbar, brainbuster, but even if he doesn't finish him off... Oh, but he failed the brainbuster. Truth! Hip toss. He's trying to get back into this European uppercut. That was a close fist punch. Let's admit it. And Drifty's got the crowd going. Let's go, Truth. Let's go, Truth. And a brainbuster. And he tags in Drifty.
Drifty now has a chance here. Can he work it? Bulldog by Drifty. Diving headbutt. Whoa, that was like a sack of potatoes landing right on Shifty's head. Oh, and now Drifty, the pug bull, gets a deep breath, goes for one last move. Can he finish Shifty off? Yeehaw! Wow, what was that? Pile driver! Pile driver! One, two, three! And Drifty and Terrell the Truth Johnson victorious over the champions. Morgan and Shifty.
We do not lose live on air. We do not lose live on air, damn it.
Wow. It did not look good for you and Drifty early, but wow, what a comeback there at the end. Shifty didn't see it coming. Shifty, are you there?
You know something? I got to say one thing. And I don't know if Morgan feels the same way, but to be perfectly honest, this doesn't mean shit. I'm not facing Drifty for the Platinum Dragon Championship. So if Drifty pins me, it doesn't mean a damn thing to me. You know, he's my buddy. I don't care. If he pins me, it doesn't mean a damn thing to me. Because truth, you still haven't pinned my shoulders to the mat, and I'm still going to whoop your ass tomorrow, and that's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, make sure you go back to Jay Buddha's House of Power Defenses beforehand. Okay?
My thought is very simple. Drifty, where are you going to run to tomorrow night?
Who the hell is that? Because I'm just throwing you off.
That was Mordred.
What? That was not Mordred.
Yes, that
was
Mordred.
That was Mordred.
The same guy that every time your partner got in the ring tried to run like a scalded dog. Where is he going to run tomorrow night?
You know what? I understand it's hard to get your ass whooped live on air. I understand that. But have some class, people. Come on, man.
I'm calling what was in the match.
Good fight, great fight. You know, you power defense using motherfuckers.
Who did?
Actually, truth, there was no power defense used.
Hey,
Your partner got lucky to get the pile driver off.
Because of accident defense at least twice. Let me go back and look at this.
Uh-huh. And if you notice, I had a defense prepared.
Let's see. At least twice I know I failed.
You know, it's entirely possible he could have done a block move on one of your moves that he knew you were going to do. It's not predictable or anything like that. It's not like that's a possibility.
And actually true.
Suspend all reality to believe that either one of y'all was smart enough to do that.
Actually, I went with a block move hip toss because Drifty uses it quite often.
I knew you were going to go to try and get, try and stomp on my foot because, you know, I've studied your math.
That's what I do. Well, that's what I do. I didn't clown shoes made me jealous. I want to stomp on your foot. You know, I'm sorry.
You know, I knew that. See, that's why I knew you were going to do that. That's why I was ready
for it. All right. It doesn't really matter because you still lost the match. So there.
Yes.
All right.
Looky right here at my shoulders. This isn't going anywhere.
That's okay. Lord Amadeus, we will ensure that you have a very, very, very successful pay-per-view tomorrow because we will hand out some epic ass whooping.
Oh, I look forward to it. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was our match of the evening. And I believe, Shifty, guess what time it is?
Uh-oh.
I know what time it is.
It is time for our first NFL picks of the 2014 season. And folks, if you've never listened to a Happy Hours before, or haven't listened to it since the NFL season ended last year, you will know that every year, Shifty and I go head to head and make NFL predictions for embarrassing bets, which is what we have done this year.
Yes, yes, that's
so
true.
We'll just enlighten everybody real quick, Shifty. If you manage to win the NFL Pick'em contest between you and I this year, I have to sing live on air that god-awful 12th man song you're always playing on the radio. I have to sing it.
That's right. You have to sing True 12th Man, which
okay.
is an awesome
and
song.
No accounting for taste, but what is it you have to do if I win? Or I'm saying when I win.
I have to dress in my best Seahawks gear, and I have to stand out in a heavily populated area holding up a sign saying, "Go Raiders, I make questionable life decisions."
All right, excellent. So, all right, so if any of you have listened, hold on a second. Okay, if any of you had listened to us last week, we already made one pick for the opening night game. I chose the Packers to beat the Seahawks, and of course, if for any of you who watched the game, you know the Packers got their asses handed by the Seahawks. So already, Shifty is up 1-0. But as you all know, we make 5 picks per week on games that we disagree on. So that's just one of the 5. There are 4 more to be had, and the first one will be involving the Houston Texans at home against the Washington Redskins. Shifty, you took the Houston Texans.
Yes, yes, I took the Houston Texans. This is my my stretch pick for this week. I just got this feeling that with all the, you know, negative publicity and everything that's going on with the Washington team name and everything, I think that it's going to distract them over there. I think that Houston is going to take and surprise everybody and beat the Washington Redskins.
Well, you know, Washington's got a new head coach in Jay Gruden, who I know is an excellent coach because he was with the Cincinnati Bengals last year, did a great job. They got some new weapons in DeSean Jackson. Opposite Pierre Garçon, they have Jordan Reed. RG3 has had a full off season to rest and get used to the system. It's probably not going to run him as much or do as much, but try to kill him like Shanahan did. You know, Houston was just awful last year, and honestly, other than Jadeveon Clowney, they didn't make any significant upgrades. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a serviceable quarterback. He does have Andre Rison, but Andre Rison's getting a little long on the tooth. Arian Foster is an injury
Don't
waiting to
Andre
happen.
Don't you mean Andre Johnson? Don't you mean Andre
Who
Johnson?
Did I say?
You said Andre Rison. He's been retired for years.
Andre Johnson. I said Andre Johnson.
You said Andre Rison.
Whatever. Well, whatever. Him too. He's long on the tooth as well, Andre Rison and Andre Johnson and Andre Ware and Andre the Giant. Well, Andre the Giant's dead. But anyways, it doesn't matter who the hell plays for Houston. The Redskins are going to roll over them. The Houston has not made enough upgrades to be able to compete with the speed of Deshaun Jackson, Pierre Garçon, RG3. I'm going with the Redskins. All right, good enough. Moving along. Here's one this one was interesting. The Indianapolis Colts visit the Denver Broncos, and I don't usually take Denver to do anything, but when Shifty offered up his prediction, I couldn't help it. I'm taking the Denver Broncos at home. They're fired up. They're ready to roll. I think they take care of business at home on Sunday night against the Colts. Shifty, you pick the Colts because...
I think Andrew Luck and the Colts is what I think Andrew Luck is, you know, going to do well this year. And I think that the Colts and the Broncos they're both going to be in the playoffs this year, and I think the Andrew Luck is going to surprise some people out there. They've tried to do some upgrading of the Colts offense a little bit more. I think that they've got a chance to beat the Broncos.
All right. It's not impossible. I won't say that that's out of the question, because you're right. Andrew Luck and they did beat the Broncos, but they did it in Indianapolis. We'll see what happens in Denver. The New York Giants visiting the Detroit Lions this week, and again, Shifty, you took the underdog. Why do you feel they'll go into Detroit and beat the Lions?
Because, let's just be honest, they can't be as god-awful as they were last year. I mean, they've done some changes. You know, they're healthier this year, and I think that, you know, they're going to surprise some people because they've got talent on that team. They just need to play up to their potential, and I think they will.
I think Detroit's got way too much talent. You know, they added, you know, Reggie Bush, Calvin Johnson, Stafford, one of the best passers. They added one of your favorites, Golden Tate, to the mix. And they got a couple great tight ends in Pettigrew and the rookie Ebron. I don't think the Giants have what it takes to stop Detroit. It'll be a high-scoring game, but I think Detroit wins it in a shootout. All right, and the final game, before get everyone out of the football and get back to the wrestling, is the San Diego Chargers visiting the Arizona Cardinals. And Shifty, you once again took the road team. You took the Chargers to go into Arizona?
Yes, right. I did.
What were your thoughts on this?
Philip Rivers and the Chargers were, you know, they're not a fluke. They showed last year that they are still a great team. And while the Cardinals are a good team and they have a decent defense, I honestly think that the Chargers can beat them.
No, I don't believe so. I don't think they have the defense to stop Larry Fitzgerald. I think Andre Ellington is going to be a wild factor. The only way I see the Chargers losing is if Carson Palmer plays like Carson Palmer and throws 5 interceptions. So we'll see what happens. But I like Cardinals at home. You gave me a bunch of home teams that I couldn't resist on this one, Shifty. So you might have just made up for my stupid Packers pick. We'll see. All right, folks. So that's our NFL picks for the week. NFL picks for the week. We'll tell it. You know what happened next. All right, folks, anytime now we are expecting a call from Kevin Lucindo, president of Sports Unstoppable. He will talk about what's going on in Wrestler Unstoppable, and we might have some Q&A to go with him, so we'll see. He is expected to call at any time now, but first, let's bring on the RAWF Tag Team GM. That is Ike, the Scottish Anarchist Icon.
Hello.
Good evening, Icon.
Morning.
Morning. Well, for yeah, whatever time it is over there, whatever. So how you doing?
Pretty exhausted, but I've worked out, calculated, and got time in the line tomorrow.
Now I need to know something, Icon, because Pebs and Starry are the tag team champions, but isn't Starry retiring?
Well, I think we've still got built her in just to doing one last match. What do you think?
All right. So, is there a tag team contender for tomorrow night's Radical Sacrifices pay-per-view?
Yes, there is.
And who would that be?
Yes, who?
Well, you're going to have to tune in and find out. And what time is that day? Oh, Lord, I would...
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow.
You people get to see the last match of the Wonder Twins, RAWF, and also Sacrifice. Sacrifice, part of the RAWF side of it. Probably big title. People and the contenders I've looked at, very impressed by them. I went by the additive track teams.
Okay, you're fading in and out like you're being muted every couple seconds. Let's go. Your head. Check your headset.
I have no headset. Problem. It's probably just tiredness. I'm probably just... Well, what I'm saying is, alright, pay-per-view, Starry's probably last contenders, you will find out tomorrow, but you'll be playing. I'll think it'll be interesting. I know the I'm not in it. Forget about it. I'm not good things for a long time in any company. Why? But anyway, guys, I'm not going to take too much of your time. If you want to put me back on mute, go ahead. I'm going to check listen to the rest of the show.
All right. Did anybody understand him? Okay.
You need to listen more. I understood him perfectly. Anyhow, or who, or whatever he would, however you say it, Aramadesh, should we bring back on our callers or not?
Tell you what, let's take, go ahead, let's bring on,
Or do you
callers.
Want to take a song we got, break?
We might need to take a song break. I want to make sure that things are ready for what's going to happen in the next segment. So, yeah,
okay.
Why don't you go ahead.
Sure.
Take a long break, and we'll be back here in on RAWF Happy Hours in just a few minutes.
Okay, so I'm going to play a song, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, we are back on RAWF Happy Hour. Still waiting on Mr. Lucy Liu, but I'm sure he'll be along momentarily.
I think he might be along in just a few minutes here. Let me check here. Just hold on. Okay, all right.
Just give me a second. You know, it'd be easier. Wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the legendary King Outlaw to RAW Happy Hours. Outlaw, Judgment, Toby Harris has been going freaking crazy all week looking for his husband. What's going on?
If you would direct your attention to this screen that I am so kindly sitting in right now, and look, let me shift this down this way, look down next to me, what do you see?
Can't see anything right now. The screen
nothing?
Not working. Nothing.
One second. Get your fucking ass over here. See? I caught myself a freak on a leash.
You have freak icon on a leash.
Wait,
please tell me that's nothing kinky. That's all I want to just tell me. That's nothing kinky that you're doing or whatever.
No.
Okay, but anyway,
no.
Is freak supposed to be wearing assless chaps?
They're not the last time Anyways, I have freak with me. If Judge does not listen to my demands, in fact, where is he?
Wait a minute. Don't you mean Toby Harris?
Oh, that's right. Toby Harris. Where is that little guy?
I'm confused.
I have no idea. I saw him out in the audience, but I don't think he's here, per se.
Toby.
Oh, there he is.
Come here, Toby.
He wants to know what you want.
You're a good little boy, Toby. Come on. I want to hear your voice.
I'm confused. It's all so confusing to me.
Well, let me run down real quick, Shifty. You see, I have freak here, and for a very good reason. Judge has something I want, and in return, I have something Judge needs. If he doesn't listen to me, well, then freak will be no more.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, no more?
Non-existent.
What are you trying to say?
No longer in this world. Dead.
I'm waking up to
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Toby Harris.
Shut up. They know who the fuck I am.
Toby.
Hi,
how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Shifty. Outlaw?
Yes, Toby. What is it?
Where's my husband? I've done all your little things that you've done, you've told me to do. I've changed my name. I've done this. I've done that. Now, where is my husband?
Oh, you want to see your husband? Here, take your fucking ass over here. I didn't say you could go anywhere. There he is. Hi, Judgey. Hello, say hi, freak. Hi, Judge. Toby. Hi, Toby.
Hello.
Such a good little pet.
Don't you call my husband your pet anymore.
Oh, does that bother you, Toby? You know what happens to pets if they misbehave?
Outlaw?
No, Toby, answer. You know what happens to pets if they misbehave?
Yes, I know what happens to pets when they misbehave, but I'm warning you, if you lay one more finger on my husband.
You mean, like, just right in the fucking eyeball? Yeah, come on. You're not going to be seen out of that one for a while.
Okay,
now, Toby, I have one more thing. No, you are nowhere near done yet. Consider this a new beginning for you. Consider this
freak
where you start working. No. They don't go by that name anymore. It's the good little bitch now.
Mm.
And so, hold on. Let me find this real quick. I need a list here for you. 1 second. Okay. Are you ready?
What is it you want this time?
So, over the years, Toby, you have made quite a few enemies, haven't you?
Well, yeah, that's what I do, because that's my...
A lot of them. So, what we're going to do tonight is I've got 7 here.
Seven.
And you know what you're going to do.
What am I going to do?
You're going to kiss their fucking ass till I say it's good enough. Are you ready for number 1?
Go for it.
Number 1 is Spicy McHaggis. You're on the clock.
Spicy McHaggis is a wrestling god. I bow down
to him.
I'm
sorry, but I can't hear you. You need to say it like you mean it.
Spicy McHaggis is a wrestling god. I bow down to him because he showed me my ways.
Well, one more time. You didn't sound too pleased with that. I mean, your husband's life is on the line here. Say it like you really love it.
Spicy McHaggis is a wrestling god. I owe him everything because he showed me my ways.
Good. That's a good start. Now carry that tone throughout these other 6. Are you ready?
Okay.
Number 2 is Punisher.
Oh.
Do it.
Punisher is a champion, a man's man. He deserves respect.
Is that all that you have?
He deserves respect, and I bow down to Punisher.
Because?
Because he is brilliant and exciting in everything he does.
There we go. Wasn't so hard, was it?
Oh.
Are you ready for number 3, Toby?
Tremendously.
Toby,
I am enjoying this so much.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad I could help Mr. Amadeus.
Okay, continue.
Okay, so number 3 is our good...
Inconceivable!
Number 3 is Mr. Rowdy Harrison.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Rowdy Harrison is a champion of champions.
No, no, you've already used that. Oh. Something different.
Rowdy Harrison is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be as far as a wrestler and heel.
I question that wrestling part, but the heel, yeah, I would like to see that one more time because I didn't quite catch it.
Rowdy Harrison is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Everyone should bow down to Rowdy Harrison and respect him because he knows what he's doing.
Very good.
Happy?
You're almost halfway there. Are you ready to go over the hill?
Yes.
Ready? Okay. Here we go. Here we go. We've got Pyrus is number 4.
Pyrus?
I didn't say.
Pyrus is a hill god.
Okay, you know, that one might be a little too painful. Let's just cut that right there. I'll let you easy on this one, just because the good little bitch is whining. So, let's go on. Number 5. Let's see. Who do we have for number 5? Aha! Mistress Doom. Let's see what you have to say.
Mistress Doom is the greatest trash talker in the business today. She made the misfits what they are and what they were.
Wow.
And anything else? Oh. Maybe about her artwork?
She does some of the best artwork around. Unstoppable and... She is a legend in her own.
Okay, that looks like it hurt. You got 2 more. You think you can do it? You got 2 more? Are you ready, Toby?
Yes, sir.
All right, number 6 is your bestest friend in the world, Mike Zodiac.
Oh, no!
Mike Zodiac. Mike Zodiac is... Mike Zodiac gave us the biggest thing and unstoppable today, which is Toby Harris, who I proudly take the name of because Mike Zodiac made this person a legend that he is. Mike Zodiac knows what he does, and everyone needs to kiss his boots.
Very good.
And he is the best all-around talent in wrestler unstoppable history.
Alrighty, so I lied. There's 2 more. Instead of 1, there's 2. Are you ready? Okay, number 7. Let's hear what you have to say about Tank Girl, and my God, I want you to lay it on thick.
Tank Girl is the Sheldon Cooper of Unstoppable. She knows what to do. She does everything the right way. She is a radio host that is the most sought after radio host of all time, and therefore it makes Tank Girl a wrestling goddess.
Okay, are you ready for the last?
Yes, sir.
Already, this one's a doozy. Are you sure you're ready?
Yes, sir.
Kiss my fucking ass.
K King Outlaw is the professor of Wrestler Unstoppable. He is the man, the myth, the legend. He is the best diva in WU and the only
I'm sorry. What did you say? What did you say? Oh, let me just grab.
I mean, wait, no, it's... King Outlaw is, King Outlaw is, I just bow down to you, sir. Just give me my husband, please.
Don't worry. You'll have one chance to get him. Would you like to know how?
Wait a minute. Whoa. There should be one more person on that list.
Okay. Who is it?
What do you mean, who is it? Who the hell has had to put up with him every damn week on this show for the last 3 years?
Shifty,
there we go. Judge, hold on. You're going to kiss Shifty and Amadeus's ass. You're going to kiss both of them.
No. What? Huh? Wait a minute. Where did Shifty get in this? Fine. Good.
Shifty.
And Amadeus. Come on, Judge. Get them both at once.
Ooh, Shifty and Mr. Amadeus over here are two legends in their right.
That's not his name.
Mr. Amadeus.
No. Lord Amadeus.
Mr. Lord Amadeus are legends in their own because they carry a radio station and carry a company to the fullest potential, and therefore are two of the best around, the only two people I could ever think of that could replace Relic Reed and Spicy McHaggis.
There you go. Wasn't so hard. You can sit down now. So. You won.
And tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, Judgment has to defend, maybe, his men's championship against the legendary King Outlaw. He may not have the will to live.
Amadeus,
he may not.
Let me make a change real quick. You see, a couple weeks ago on Sacrifice, I told Judge he is going to give me that belt, but he has to kick his own ass first. And all the while, Freak will be dangling 50 feet above the ring. Judge, you fuck up so much as once and I will cut that fucking rope. Understood?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it should be a doozy tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Radical Sacrifice is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. I don't think I've ever enjoyed a Judgment segment so much as I enjoyed it tonight. All right, so folks,
I'm gonna step outside.
My ass just early kissed.
For just a second. Oh,
Christ!
I think Candy.
Judge, what's wrong with you?
Candy.
Holy shit, Outlaw! Was that your tour bus?
I don't know. My bus isn't there. I'm nowhere near you guys. That might have been your studio. And if it was, Judge, you're cleaning up the mess. Until then, I've got some fun activities for me.
Oh, no, wait. That was Amadeus's car.
Judge, clean it up. I'm going to go play with Freak. Bye-bye.
Don't
okay,
you hurt him,
all right.
Oh, God.
All right, enough. Enough of those two. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Radical Sacrifice is 8 p.m. tomorrow. Don't miss it. It should be very interesting after everything that's happened tonight. All right. It is time, folks,
it
to bring
time, on.
Mama.
It's time, Amadeus. He's here. He's here.
Just said, did you not hear me say that?
He's here. You don't make the boss wait. What, are you crazy?
Well,
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the president of Sports Unstoppable, Kevin Lucido, now joining us on RAWF Happy Hours. Kevin, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing tonight, Lord Amadeus?
Doing
good evening, Kevin.
Doing great.
Thank you.
Doing
for
great.
Me.
So
I apologize for the logistics coordination issue that we had on this end, but thank you for your flexibility on timing. Basically, I just want to say that if everybody hasn't seen it already, we have an announcement coming out Monday night. Well, actually, technically Tuesday morning after midnight, Monday. So after Raw, if you've got time and can stay up, we're going to go make an announcement. But, you know, really, the deal is done. So we're clear to say that Sports Unstoppable LLC has acquired Presto Unstoppable. And we're really very excited about the opportunity to not only, you know, be part of this, but also to contribute to it, you know. And it's not so much about the control as it is about making things better, enhancing, you know, the good stuff, changing any of the bad stuff. And there's a lot that we got in mind. We'll be making, after the formal transition, we'll be making a few announcements about changes that I think everybody hopefully will like. We've been already, you know, surveying people about moves, you know, what moves would you like, you know, what attributes should they be. We've gotten feedback on that. We've gotten feedback on the band accounts. We're getting feedback on the overall gameplay. So we're really appreciating everybody, you know, that's been contributing positively to that conversation. And just wanted to come on tonight and thank you again, Amadeus and Lord Amadeus and Shifty for providing the time. But just wanted to go ahead and make myself available and Sports Unstoppable available for any questions that, you know, if you haven't seen them answered already on the Facebook page. You know, here I am, open and ready to listen.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin. So,
I am very excited. I can't state that enough. I really am.
Great. Now, Kevin, there's been a lot of questions. You've heard a lot of questions the last few times you've been on the show since the announcement that we're at least pursuing Wrestler Unstoppable, and I'm sure you've already got a collection of those. But what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. I hate when that happens. Okay. What is the priority? What is one of the top priorities you have out of all the issues going on? Can you at least say that much?
Yeah, actually, one of the things I hope people will appreciate is that we are going to publicize a roadmap for development of the game, which I don't think has ever been done before for Wrestle Unstoppable. I may be wrong on that, but we're going to talk about it publicly. And we'll lay out exactly what we're looking at. Right now, I can't get into specifics because we're actually time framing things right now to figure out what's going to take the most time. But we will be announcing that hopefully mid to late next week. So we should have those timelines available, and that way we can be, you know, not only transparent but also, you know, candid and accurate about the chronology and the sequence of development issues. But another way to look at it that we have is that there are really three important things. One is rewarding players who are staying in the game, who have stayed in the game over the past 3.5 months that this process has been going. That's, you know, first priority as far as the business goes. Second priority is rewarding them. Then we want to reactivate inactive players. We want to get people back if we can. We want to invite them back, show them, you know, what we're doing. So that'll involve some changes to the game. Maybe we add some moves. Maybe we make a few changes to the gameplay. And then thirdly, we'll be acquiring new players so that we can have that, you know, that robust environment that we had, I'd say, about 2.5-3 years ago when the game was being marketed. There were new players coming in. There were literally thousands and thousands of players. And it was a large game, but it was still intimate in the way that, you know, people could
coalesce around companies or stables or factions. But you can't really do that when there's fewer and fewer people participate.
Now, I know that one of the things that is a big question are previously banned players. Are they going to be given a second chance under your regime, or is it on a case-by-case basis?
The biggest question there, really, underlying all that, is can they be unbanned? Can somebody literally and physically, can they be unbanned? And we don't actually still know the answer to that question. I'm 80% positive that they can, but there's the possibility that they can't. That actually requires us to own the game code, which we haven't until now. So we don't have the answer to that question. If it's possible to unban people, there will be a process. First and foremost, it's not going to be based on who likes whom. We have staff. We have paid staff that will be responsible in a business sense of doing what's right for the business. And if it means that if somebody was banned and we can't find any reason documented for that person being banned, then we have no way of knowing why they were banned. So if they request us to investigate their account or to consider unbanning them, we will research it. Our staff, our support staff, will research it. If they don't find any documentation, it'll be kicked up to a manager. And when I say manager, I mean a company manager, who will evaluate it. And if there's no reason not to unban them, if it's possible, we will highly consider. It's very strong that we would unban them. But right now we just have to make sure that there's documentation for it.
Okay. Is there any documentation from the previous regime about the banned players, or is that something you still are looking into?
We will be getting, and we actually have had access to a database of user support tickets, and so we do have documentation on certain things. Yes, but we're willing to, if anybody, even if somebody's been if there's documentation and it sounds legit, everybody's invited to request to be unbanned. We just have to investigate it. And we won't unban someone unless they request it. So we're not going to, just unilaterally go through and the list of banned players and unban them. They're going to have to request it so that we know, who wants it, who doesn't.
All right.
Okay,
I have a question from someone in the chat. What will happen with the people who uploaded nameplates but it never showed up? I know someone who uploaded one more than a month ago and is still waiting for it.
There are no nameplates in the queue. I personally know that. I haven't checked within the last couple of hours, but as of last night, all the nameplates that had been uploaded or requested have been approved. So, there have been a couple that were not approved, but there's nothing in the queue right now. Best bet is to submit on the game interface. There is a support link, and that'll take you to the support interface, which we will be getting access to starting Tuesday. So if you create a ticket, we should be able to get in there and resolve it.
Okay. Wonderful. So the person who asked me that question, I hope you heard the answer, and if not, just go to the support staff, go to the support places. So that's a good question, though. Let's talk about the support staff, because obviously we know there was a lot of issues with quote-unquote Rocket Ninja's support. I take it you're going to take strides to make sure that your support is a lot better than what Rocket Ninja's was, as in better communication, and so forth.
Right. There, I can't and I won't characterize RN's and Third Motion's support system. I don't know what the backstory is there with them. I know that we've had on staff already for almost a month now, a support person who's been trained, who is, by the way, not a player. but who is trained and understands, is learning how to manage the system, how to respond to things. You know, it's a Monday through Friday, 9-to-6 job. So they will be processing things. Things won't always be instantly fixable, because part of the benefit to the players is that our support person will not have, like, access to go in themselves and do things to the code. They will have to approve something. They will have to say, you know what, yeah, this, say in the case of a nameplate, they'll have to, you know, kick it up over to the developer that we have, our staff developers, and say, yep, can you load up this nameplate, which should be fairly quick. That shouldn't be a long, drawn-out process. It's a matter of somebody, you know, requesting that their nameplate be uploaded. Seems like a pretty quick turnaround time on something like that. We've got instances, though, where there are stables without leaders, and people wanting to get into those stables. That could be a little bit more tricky as far as, you know, forcing that. But it will be done. So there are standards and, you know, benchmarks for performance, and, you know, it's not cool to have open tickets that have not at least been acknowledged for more than, say, 24 business hours or one, you know, business day. We plan to be very quick on this. And the good news is that, you know, we don't have 100,000 players right now. I mean, that's good news and bad news. The good news part of it is it's a small enough user base that I think we're actually overstaffed as far as support goes, but we'll be able to handle most things pretty quick.
Okay. Excellent.
Oh, and one
other
thing.
So
one other thing, if I could add, I can't emphasize enough how important it is that the frontline support desk people will not be active players in the game, because that, mm-hmm. for us as a company, we, you know, our holding company is actually very active in the internet media space, and we you know, comply with all sorts of industry standards as far as privacy goes. In addition, you know, we are compliant with our own privacy policies in terms of service. I mean, it's not enough to just ask the players to abide by certain privacy policies. We got to abide by it too. It's our commitment that, you know, if we're going to use your information for something, we're going to let you know. We're not going to be telling other players, hey, I just got, you know, an email from Lord Amadeus, and he thinks you're mean, and ha, 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 isn't that, there's none of that. That stops immediately. So it's all private.
Okay. Sweet. Okay. So I agree with you. People that don't know how to play the game or don't know the game or don't know the people of the game probably are the best to support it. But is there going to be any involvement of current Wu wrestlers in, say, I don't want to say moderator mode, but are you planning on recruiting any people from Wu to help in the support or communications?
That's a good question. We do plan and have already started assembling what I would call like an advisory board. But the issue is, as we've seen in the past, I think, that we don't want to provide too much access to those players, because then, you know, they have an unfair advantage over opponents in the game. And it takes the fun out of it for them, you know, really. I mean, it's one thing to have a group of people and they, you know, they recommend, say, you know, new moves or what the attributes should be on certain moves. That's one thing. It's another thing providing those people with access such that they can, as a moderator, go in to someone else's account and remove posts and take action through that moderator or admin access. So to answer the question, technically, yes, we will have what I would call an advisory board, but it will not be, you know, providing them with the access that in the past has been available. And that protects everybody. That protects the players, because if you're the target of, say, someone who doesn't like you, you know, you don't want that person to have, you know, know, admin or moderator powers if they simply just don't like you.
And that's good. That's good to know. That's good to know, because I know that that would probably be a sticking point for some players of the game, absolutely. But it's good to know that you are looking to get input from people that play the game on how we want our universe to, quote-unquote, be run within your guys'
right.
standards. So.
Right. Right. I mean, and I think if you look at just the, you know, what we've been doing on the Facebook page for Sports Unstoppable, you know, I don't recall, and again, this isn't a beat up on Third Motion event. I mean, that's, you know, they did what they wanted to do, and that's great. You know, they had their own activities. We're doing something else. You know, we're asking players questions. You know, what kind of moves do you want? What kind of devices are you playing on? There's reasons for those questions. It isn't just to have a conversation. We're looking at those answers and say, okay, what do we need to do? You know, what do we need to think about as far as configuring the back end, the software part of it, technology part, to play on all sorts of devices that people would like to be playing on. So I don't know if the previous owners were that active seeking out that information publicly. Maybe they talk to a group, a certain group of, you know, beta testers, whatever. We're talking to everybody. We want to hear from everyone.
All right. So, Kevin, anything you'd like to say in closing? Because we only have 3 minutes left to go on the show. So,
no, all I can say is, you know, stay tuned. Please come back on, you know, obviously y'all know what the big news is going to be, but, you know, we'd love to have your support on 12:01 a.m. Tuesday. And, you know, let your friends know. And if you know people that were in the game and left for whatever reason, let them know that things are changing. And it's not going to be an immediate change. Again, it's dependent on the our ability and the capability of changing certain technological things. But there will be positive changes coming to the game. And we just really appreciate the folks that have stayed. We really appreciate it. And I can tell you, you will be rewarded for sticking around. And I do need to say bonjour, mon ami, to a friend of a friend, who I hope she knows who that is. But other than that, thank you all for being part of Wrestle Unstoppable. You ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to get better and better.
All right. And on that note, thank you for joining us, Kevin. I'm sure we'll hear from you again at some point or another. Good luck. And we're looking forward to seeing what happens in Wrestler Unstoppable going forward, for sure.
Well, thank you guys. Have a great night.
You too.
Have a great night.
All right. This has been RAWF Happy Hours. For Shifty the Drunken Clown, I'm Lord Amadeus. We will see you all next week. Don't forget, tomorrow, Radical Sacrifices, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. Say goodnight, Shifty.
Good night, Shifty.
Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know. Places
beginning comes from some other beginning end.
Bye bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye bye!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the after party of RAWF Happy Hours, and what a great show tonight. Thank you very much for joining us in the after party. If you're just listening to us on the archive version, you should have listened to us live and been on the air with us. What the hell were you thinking?
The hell of a
show. It was a hell of a show. It was definitely
great
a hell
show.
Of a show.
Great show.
So.
Hello?
So on
yeah,
the
Icon,
after party tonight, we have Mordred Nightwalker, the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion, Tank Girl, Mithras, the Title Machine, has joined us.
Yep.
Judgment is here, a.k.a. Toby Harris, a.k.a.
Crushing without a clue.
You know, slapping people around with a bat. And Icon, the Scottish Anarchist, is here. And somewhere listening around is my wife, Mrs. Candy.
Hi, Candy.
Oh, God, what did you do to me?
All right.
You're unmuted.
I know I am unmuted.
Hey, Paul. Oh, good. There she is.
Yes, she is.
I'm the stalker. I'm I've been listening the whole show to all you guys. Beware. Be scared.
It's more about privatizing a stalker.
Well, yeah, no, well, she actually is a stalker. She's been just listening the entire show. She called it, didn't come on the air until just now.
I've been writing little notes in little tiny type across 47 pages during the show, just making notes of all your movements.
I was shipping Russians for the entire show.
So it was you that was Rhino Corning then?
Me?
No, that was
hey, yes, shithead.
You're the only person that was unmuted besides Mr. Lucido.
I know. I don't know what it is. This new laptop that I got, for some reason, I don't know if it's my headset or the microphone or what, that just picks up. And I type as lightly as possible, and people still freaking hear it. I don't get it.
It's like right-click on the speaker system. I had the same problem.
Well, with big myths like yours,
do
anyway.
How do you know I have big myths?
I've seen your hands. I mean, have you seen the... They're like... Damn!
Huh?
Well,
that is,
you know,
true. She did. We did meet you.
I noticed them particularly in the hot tub. But anyway, never mind.
He said we'd never speak of this. Anywho!
Yeah.
So,
and just say,
Mithras,
this is all being recorded for future...
Or,
yeah, we know.
Oh, well, on that note, if no one's going to say anything, I'll just play this.
Post-game show is brought to you by... Christ, I can't find it. To hell with it.
Good Lord, that was loud. Did you have that turned up?
Someone had it turned up. I didn't think it was that loud. I had to turn it down on there, so sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, Truth was supposed to call in before the show started, and I was supposed to interrupt my song with his song. But he ran a little late, so that's kind of why the first part was like, oh, I had to stall.
Yeah, well, that's okay. And then when Truth came on, it was kind of cool because the old Vicious Truth music came up, and I knew exactly what was going on. You know, the guy had to come on and run his mouth. Although I gotta say, I think I had a few good barbs back at Truth myself.
I thought the whole show went well. And then Judge, oh my word, Judge.
Ooh,
Judge, are you okay?
Hey, what's up?
Do you have enough Listerine to be able to wash all those words you had to say out of your mouth?
Yeah, that was kind of wow.
You need the mouth transplant.
Yeah, I need something. Trust me.
That was good stuff, though. It was, especially the part about us being as good as Relic and Spicy.
Well, that was true. I had to do that. The other part was just me trying to figure out what the hell I was doing.
Oh, shoot. So, Mithras, you still with us? How's it going?
I am good. Thank you for the time. I'm sorry we had to rush.
No, you didn't. It was our fault. We had so much going on.
I knew Kevin Lucido was on the air, but I didn't know Mithras was on there, too.
I'm everywhere.
Everybody knows. And I wish I had time to think of better questions. I really do, but I had to go on the fly. So I hope it wasn't too messy. Didn't ask the wrong one.
No, it's beautiful. We had good questions. I think you did. It was last minute, but thank you for what you could and the fact is, we just want to be out there and let everybody. Know that we are listening, we are paying attention. Not that Rocket Ninja Third Motion wasn't, but you know, we just want to step even more forward about it. So
Ever the professional, he has to do the rejoinder for Rocket Ninja. I get it.
No, which makes you understand why Mithras is one way when his manager has to be another way, right?
Yes.
Although they're kind of the same, I guess.
Miss, I dated a guy one time named One Way, manager One Way. Yeah, I got to dump it because I kept making U-turns at the wrong person.
Judgey, two things for you. Number one, I really have nothing to say to that, so okay. And number two, congratulations on that stunning tournament win. I appreciate you letting me practice my corkscrew centons five times there, although I did make it a couple of times, but.
Yes, I got scared a couple of times. I was like, wait, what? And just because you did that for me, I will talk to the owner and I will be getting you your very own Unstoppable t-shirt in Unstoppable.
I want my own Unstoppable drink cozy type thing.
Yes, I will get you a six pack. I will get you a different week a day.
No, because then we got the rainbow thing going, and personally, that doesn't work for me. But you know what? There actually will be. I have been told there will be a Sports Unstoppable store where you can actually buy real Sports Unstoppable gear.
Wait, what?
Please tell me
What about a limited edition Shifty the Clown wig?
Yes, please.
You know, we may have to, we hadn't considered that. We've already got things in motion to set up the shop, but that could be an option. Although I can't pay you any royalties. Or they probably can't pay you royalties.
What about Midnight Hobo souvenirs?
Speaking of hobo souvenir shots, congratulations to Mordrin for his stunning victory for the World Heavyweight Championship belt last month.
Mordrin, he's not there, bud.
Is Mordrin still here?
Yeah.
I thought he was.
It shows he's still
Mordrin?
Here.
Mordrin,
what the fuck's up? Hello?
It's all right.
Mordrin, I'll answer on Mordrin. He's not here like they do on an award show. It was my honor and privilege, and I will be defending the title and losing it to Drifty Metcalf Paint tomorrow. Yes.
and then I'm gonna, and then Mithras is gonna come after that title belt, Shifty.
Oh, he focused on you, Shifty.
You're gonna try and take the Platinum Dragon Championship and fight the Phil Burrell? Is that all, is that what you're saying?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I just.
Yeah, good
shiny.
Luck with that. Good luck with that.
It's shiny.
Mordrin says he's here. Mordrin says he's here. He was answering, but apparently we don't have him. Have you muted, Mordrin? So I don't know.
No,
what,
you're not.
He's playing guitar. That's what.
Maybe we just can't hear the pitch of his voice.
Yeah, is it at a level that only dogs can hear? Maybe I should try muting him and unmuting him and see what that does.
Hey, is Susie here? Is Susie still on?
I don't see Susie.
No, she's not. So Kevin, what are you doing to fix Blog Talk?
Hey, one acquisition at a time. We can only do so much. In fact, I'll be flying to Iraq tomorrow. I've got to tell you, it's almost, you know, you think that doing this acquisition was as significant as the Middle East crisis, as long as it took. But, yeah, one problem at a time.
One problem at a time. Yeah, I agree. I hear you. I totally hear you. Oh, wow.
What do you guys think of the banning thing? What do you guys think of the banning policy? How'd that play?
I think that plays pretty well. I mean, it shut up a certain person in the chat that was complaining about it. Once you said that they can reapply to get their wrestler.
Who was? I didn't see the chat. Who was? May I ask who that was?
Oh, it was Mr. Addiction. Yes.
Who should be permanently banned forever and ever and locked into the depths of the.
I'm sorry. Who was?
Addiction.
Oh, because, well, Addy, you know, he had an account. It was banned, and then he came back. So. You know, I can understand, and we as an organization can understand that, you know, he's putting time into this new account, blah, blah, blah. So, I can see both sides of that.
Well, you know, there's blah, blah, blah. There's one person that I hope that you guys do not even consider unbanning.
Who's that?
Impy.
Again, if that manager applies and there's no documentation, the application for unbanning, if we can do it, will be kicked up to a manager and reviewed by somebody who's by several people who are actually knowledgeable about the game.
Right. The way I see it, you know, the way I see it with these people that are banned and for good reasons they're banned, you know, like MP, you know, if they reapply and get back in the game, it's not going to be long before they get banned again because they're not going to change just because they got banned and, you know, they're not going to come back and not cause trouble. You know what I'm saying? If MP were to come back, it wouldn't be long before action would have to be taken once she started acting up, because we know how bad she can get.
So
the same goes for any other banned person.
You going to go with the one warning, two warning, three warning ban?
No, because the problem is that what's a warning and how do you catch somebody? If somebody who, say, plays, if somebody's in Europe or, I don't know, India, and they're doing stuff, you know, outside of normal U.S. wake time, and stuff gets done and we don't catch it, but then we do catch some things and we don't catch others, I just think that there's a terms of service, there's a privacy policy. You either break it or you don't. If you break it, it says you're going to be removed from the the game? Does it get a little, there's some gray areas. Somebody just yesterday, was exchanging some messages in-game with me, which is probably not the best way to do it, but they were exchanging messages with me about a player who had posted in a scene all sorts of personal information about their manager. Then other players used that information to trash talk the managers. So the question is, well, if the people who were attacking the player were using real-life information, but that real-life information was actually provided in the game, how is that really a violation of the TOS? Probably not. And that's hard. That's a tough thing because it's like, well, you know, great. But the fact is, people really should not be, you know, releasing private information in any game. Not just this one, by the way. I mean, my manager has a war game that, you know, because of that, his Facebook page is pretty much locked down. Even friends can't see pictures or anything. There's lots of privacy settings on Facebook that people can use. So I think people need to watch out for that. Which raises the question, well, if you know, Wrestle Unstoppable is a social community, if there's a social community aspect about it, how do you fully utilize that, or is it just the game? Well, that's a good question, and maybe there are things off the game, like in Facebook. Maybe we can have a Facebook environment where people can talk about their personal lives, but it really needs to stay out of the game. I heard it sounded like somebody was sweeping up all the BS I just laid out.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. No, it's cool. What's up? No.
So Wrestler Unstoppable is technically not a Facebook game anymore, right? And it's not going to go back to Facebook being a Facebook game.
Well, technically it is a Facebook game because if you access the game via Facebook. So
okay. It
is technically a Facebook game. You can't really access it without going through Facebook.
True. Very true.
And, you know, my understanding is that it was taken off Facebook in order to enable it to be played on smartphones. Well, not all smartphones, it's basically the Android operating system phones. That could have been done technically without going off Facebook. And we're going to be looking at that too. A lot of the money that's going to be invested, unfortunately, players aren't ever going to feel it or see it because it's going to be stuff like, gee, maybe you ought to be able to, you know, play the game across more browsers or different computer operating systems or across different devices. And, you know, while that's a great benefit, it's not like we're adding 100 different moves or we're adding all sorts of stuff to the shop. So, you know, a lot of the money is going to be invested on the back end.
Ooh, I like back end.
Okay. I have the most important question of all.
Yes.
I have the most important question of all. Kevin.
What's that?
I do. Will Hollywood Rick Brutal get his new robes that Judd promised him?
No.
Was that, when you say new robe, is that the one that was in 3D didn't work on 2D, or is it a new robe altogether?
I kind of sort of told him he could get a robe, but you can just give him a bathrobe. It ain't got to be like a big robe. Just give him a belt. Tell him this is the robe
judge,
belt. You get me banned my first night?
Well, it's going to happen eventually. You know?
Yeah, I kind of promised Hollywood throw a match, kind of like I did you. You know, I told you I had, you know, I could get you your own T-shirts. I told him he could get his own little robe, and he kind of lost a match for me.
You said I was going to be the owner of RAWF if I threw that tourney match.
Yes, I'm going to give him the company now. Well, you got the powers. You just go in and make yourself on it. Just go right ahead.
Well, this is true, actually.
Wait a minute.
Actually, you know.
Fine.
I
just
gives
me an excuse to go play Minecraft.
Well, speaking of that, I'm going over there now.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, you're the owner. You could just mosey yourself in there, and you go to sleep and wake up in the morning and be like, whoop-ah, I have a company.
What?
And I don't care if you are the owner of the letter M. Do not buy Minecraft.
We can afford another copy, I want to get in Minecraft with you guys.
What if we don't already own it?
I just play Minecraft on the Xbox.
Do what, Mithras?
I say, what makes you think we don't already own Minecraft?
You probably do. That's why.
Nah.
Minecraft, Mythistra. God, I need to hear that Mythistra commercial again.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, I needed some of that tonight. Did you hear me? Have to be nice to these people. Oh my God.
I needed some Mythistra the last couple of weeks. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. I could have used it. Is that thank you that I heard? Is that new thank you? Hi, this is Mithras the Tidal Machine. Is Wrestle Unstoppable stressing you out? The Fail Fairy kicking your tail on a daily basis? Were you owned by somebody, or even worse, a nobody, trying to trash talk on the radio? Well, worry no more. You see, Mithras Enterprises, owners of the letter M worldwide, has the solution. Introducing Mithrasra, the calming, soothing, relaxing answer to all of your unstoppable anxiety. Based on the calming influences of myself, Mithras the Tidal Machine, you see, Mithrasra uses a blend of testosterone, caffeine, natural herbal supplements, and Rocky Mountain oysters to create a more calming, soothing, and nurturing environment for you as you deal with all the flaming idiots in your inbox and in the ring. Just listen to these real-life testimonials from 100% authentic, unstoppable wrestlers.
Hi, I'm Slamette. Before I started taking Mythestra, I was a ranting, raving bitch in the feeds and on the radio shows. Oh, and yes, I had thousands of boyfriends. Now, after taking Mythestra, I no longer go off at the amount of drama, and I have settled down with one guy. Thanks, Mythestra.
Hey, Tank Girl here. I used to bitch and complain about silly little things such as Oreos. Now, because of Mythestra, I'm in love with Twinkie Tits. Mythestra works for me.
Hi, this is Acid Rain. Before I started taking Mythestra, I used to go off on real crazy, raging fits whenever I had to run to the bathroom after drinking Midnight Hobo. Now, after taking Mythestra, whenever I hear the countdown...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh no, I gotta go potty. See you guys later.
After hearing that, how can you say no to Mythestra? How can you say no to the Tidal Machine? The Tri-Mythestra, made in Stillwater, Oklahoma, home of the world's largest testicle festival, brought to you by the letter M.
Warning, Mythestra has been known to cause outgoing and aggressive behavior, confusion, cause of the munchies with a loss of appetite, hallucinations, worsening of depression, rage quit, memory loss, anxiety, dry mouth, dizziness, drunkenness, headache, backache, front ache, increased need to masturbate, and a strong desire to date Slamette. Call your doctor immediately if you experience any of these symptoms. Do not take Mythestra if you drive a car, cook, use heavy machinery, work as a hooker in Vegas, sleepwalk, jazzercise, use firearms, or listen to any show hosted by the Practical Joker.
Still one of the greatest commercials ever.
Whoever wrote that.
My favorite. Thank you very much. So my favorite part of that is always, how can you turn down the Tidal Machine?
my favorite part is when you hear when he says his name and you hear the ding. just priceless. Because I can just imagine the cheesy grin that goes with it, you know?
Cheesy grin? What do you mean cheesy grin? Well, okay, yeah, it is pretty cheesy. it is pretty cheesy. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun times, guys, and I appreciate that. Is that online anywhere, by the way, that ad?
No, I don't think it is, actually.
No, I think
if
it's
it
just
is,
on
I don't.
On Blog Talk, on the different shows that we played it on.
Yeah, I think I downloaded. I may put it up on YouTube or something so I can link to it. That is pretty funny. You guys did such good work on that. The production is really good. And
if I remember correctly, was it Dragon? I can't remember if it was Dragon or Elf that put it together. It might have been Elf.
I think it was, yeah, Susie. I believe it was Susie who did it. And we recorded it, like, in one night or something. Like, it was, boom. It just did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Tanky,
yep. Yeah.
Tanky sounds great on there. Her voice is awesome.
That, the whole thing was pretty good.
Yeah.
The whole thing was pretty good, so. Well, I don't mean to cut this short, folks, but I need to go for reasons, and so.
Thanks, bro.
No. Actually, I have something
a
I need to do for...
A visit to the office. If you get what I my drift. To the office. Okay. Anyway.
The porcelain throne, yes. If that's what
yes,
you mean.
Yes,
but anywho.
Throne.
But, folks, thank you for listening to another rousing edition of RAWF Happy Hours. We will be back next week. And do not forget, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Radical Sacrifices on Back to Basics Radio Network.
Truth, you're going down, bitch.
I think during that time you might need to vacuum the living room, sweetie.
Oh, shit. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for calling in.
Don't